Thanks for downloading my marriage podcast. Consider subscribing so that you don't miss out on any episode. Also, remember that you can follow me on social media at mymarriagepodc1 on Instagram. And also remember to support this podcast with your donations at patreon.com/mymarriagepodcast. If you'd love to be a guest on this show, you can always reach out to me on Instagram or send an email to maritallifeissues@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome to my marriage podcast, and I'm your host, Uche Ali. On today's episode, I'll be talking about, should you cheat because your spouse is cheating on you? A lot of times I've seen couples who decide to cheat on their spouse simply because their spouse has always been cheating on them, and they feel that the best revenge they can give to their spouse is by cheating on their spouse. So today I'm going to be discussing this. I'm going to be looking at it to tell you if that's the right thing to do. Without no doubt, cheating is very hurtful. When your spouse cheats on you, I tell you, it can break someone down emotionally, physically, and otherwise. I think one of the worst things a partner can do to his or her spouse is to cheat on that person. Cheating is so hurtful. It's going to make you question yourself and ask yourself so many questions. It could rip you of your self-esteem. It could rip you of your joy. Cheating is horrible. But does that now give you a reason to revenge by cheating on your spouse? Remember what the Bible says. God says, vengeance is mine. So regardless of how hot you might feel, the best thing to do is not to cheat on your spouse. Cheating on your spouse is like doing the same thing your spouse has done that is making you feel sad. How do you now show that person that what he or she has done is wrong if you yourself also decide to do the same thing? It means you're just telling that person that what he or she has done is not wrong. And another thing, remember that in this life, we all are on our different journeys. Forget the fact that you are married or you have become a couple. Before God, we are all going on our separate journey. So if he has decided to cheat on you, fine. He has offended you, but he has also offended God. Now, if you're trying to get back at your spouse, remember that in the process of getting back at your spouse, you will also offend God. So what now would be your gain? And I tell you that you even end up hurting yourself the more. Because you end up sleeping with someone who do not even deserve you. Because all you have in your mind is, I want to revenge. I want to make my spouse to feel bad. So at the end of the day, you will end up with someone who does not deserve you. Someone who is still going to hurt you. So the best thing is not to revenge by trying to cheat on your spouse. That is not the best way to handle the situation. First of all, you need to get yourself together, because at that point in time, you will not be yourself. You will be emotionally torn apart. So you might need to take your time and leave that environment for some time to get yourself together. It is not left for you to make a decision whether you want to continue with that marriage or whether you don't want to continue with that marriage. But do not start another relationship just because you want to get back at your spouse. Do not. You are going to hurt yourself in the process. First, you need to heal. You need to heal first. After healing, you will now decide whether you want to move on with that relationship. And if you decide not to move on with that relationship, then you do things the proper way. You get a divorce and be sure that you are divorced before you think of moving on with another person. That is the proper way to do it. But if you have not yet divorced and you are jumping into another relationship just because you want to hurt your spouse, at the end of the day, you're going to hurt yourself. Because first, you have not even healed from that heartbreak. So how will you even be ready to go into another relationship? You will not be ready. So the fact that your spouse cheated on you is not an excuse to cheat. Yes, I've seen situations whereby, you know, when, for instance, a man starts cheating, he hardly will he ever have time for his wife. He will always be finding fault in whatever his wife does. Then the woman becomes very lonely. The woman becomes very depressed. The woman becomes very traumatized. I know that at this point in time, you might be tempted to go into a relationship. Yes, there will be temptation because nobody wants to be lonely. Yes, you might go into a relationship, but a platonic relationship. You might go into a relationship, but a platonic relationship. A relationship without no sexual connection added to it. And then even if you're having that platonic relationship, upon the fact that your spouse is cheating on you, let your spouse be aware of that relationship that you are having. But do not try to revenge on your spouse by cheating because your spouse cheated on you. Or you start cheating on your spouse because your spouse doesn't give you attention any longer. You are lonely, you're depressed, you're traumatized. You can get support from your family members. You can get support from your friends who are of the same sex with you. Instead of getting into a relationship where you start cheating on your spouse. So that is never the solution. And another thing I want to tell you is, when you're cheated upon, never, never blame yourself for it. It is the fault of the person who cheated. It is a decision the person made to cheat on you. So it has nothing to do with you. A lot of women, you know, will start blaming themselves, feeling, oh, maybe they are not enough. Some will start going to the gym. Some will start doing all manner of things. They will blame only themselves and will not even blame the man for the cheating. So never blame yourself. If anyone decides to cheat on you, that means that person has a very shady character. That means that person is a horrible human being. So why should you take the blame for that person? It means that person does not value commitment. It means that person does not value you. That person takes you for granted. And that person does not value the vow that you both have taken. So why should you blame yourself for it? So do not start cheating as a way of revenge. No, don't ever do that. You only end up hurting yourself in the process. First of all, go and heal. Get support from friends, from family members. Heal and then know the next step to take. If at all you decide to go into a new relationship, ensure that you have followed the due process of getting a divorce and ending the present marriage before moving on to another person. That is the right thing to do. And, you know, talking about divorce, even the Bible supports it. On the ground of adultery, you are allowed to divorce. So if you have taken that decision that you don't want to continue with that marriage, that it is a deal breaker for you, then ensure that your divorce process has been finalized before you move on with another relationship. So that is what I have to say. But do not try to revenge by cheating. Doing that, you only hurt yourself and you also get yourself in trouble with God. So take the right decision, do the right thing, heal first, and then take the next step.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of My Marriage Podcast. Remember to subscribe so that you get notified when a new episode is out. Check out for a new episode every Monday on Move TV if you are in Nigeria and on Friday on your favorite podcast app. Remember that you can help this podcast to grow by sharing it and also by letting others find it when you leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and your favorite podcast app. Please also support My Marriage Podcast by becoming a patron at patreon.com/mymarriagepodcast. You can also find My Marriage Podcast on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Blu-ray, Speaker, Stitcher, Buzzsprout, SoundCloud, YouTube, and any other podcast app. Connect with me on Instagram at mymarriagepodc1 and on email at maritallifeissues@gmail.com. Before I go, I'd like to say that the joy stealers will never steal the joy in your home, that the home breakers will never break your home, that your marriage will last forever, and you will keep on finding peace and joy in your home. In Jesus' name, amen.